My name is Mike Falick.
And I'm Deepu.
And every week, Deepu and I compete to see who is better at Facebook. Each week, we take turns hosting the show to tear down the other one on how Facebook goes.
This show is about two friends who can't stand.
Don't say friend.
This show is about two
people. Keep doing the ad. You know, don't do it. Don't do it. This is part of the ad now.
This show is about two people who can't.
Peyton Manning and another quarterback that I don't have a reference to be able to make are not friends.
All right, yes. Two people who can't stand each other's style, each other's outlook on life.
On social media, I'm fine with your outlook on life.
Oh, that's true. I think you're a great guy, too.
Oh, yeah, that's very sweet of you. But you can go to hell!
Yes. Go to hell.
Listen
podcast.
In as I join do. Us on the show that's about to start now. The Connect and Revelist present Rise, Reflect, Inspire, Speak, Endure. Post-election open forum and action planning. That's going to take place this Tuesday, the coming Tuesday after this episode, December 13th, 2016, in case you're a time traveler, between 6:30 and 8:30, 417 Fifth Avenue on the 7th floor. You can find that event at Rise on Eventbrite or simply go to theconnect.com. That's the CNNEKT.com and click on events. Rise and revel. You will rise. No, I guess you can sit at this event, but the name of the event is Rise. It's from the Connect and Revelist, December 13th, 6:30.
Cool.
People doing ads, dummy.
People should. Are you done with that one?
I stopped with the talking.
Okay. Well, I mean, people
I'm
should also.
I'm not editing this out. I've been keeping in your incompetency. Go.
Well, people should also check out firefan.com and use promo code Haley to get some bonus points to play with us this weekend and your favorite celebrities while watching football. It's the best. Check it out. firefan.com/promo code Haley.
Slash promo code?
Haley is the firefan.
You say slash, it has to be a URL. What's,
I know.
What's
I know.
The promo?
I fucked up there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Firefan.com, promo code HALEY. Let's bring in the theme song. That theme song's by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
It's hilarious because I wait so long after the song.
Can we just start? Okay, so welcome to Go to Hell Podcast, a podcast where me and Deepu debate and compete as to who is better at using Facebook. But this is a very special episode. After each saga, which is a back and forth debating session, we have these little sessions. Sessions where me and Deepu will do the episodes together, and we'll sort out your Facebook issues. Let us be your Facebook judges, deciders, mediators,
yes,
if you will.
Yes, this is like those episodes of Dragon Ball Z between the sagas, you know.
It's nothing like filler. It's so for all the anime fans out there, this is nothing like filler.
Oh,
please,
it's not filler?
Not compare me.
Okay,
well,
never
it's
mind.
Not no one's going to get Goku getting a driving lesson. Deepu, famously hated episodes, filler episodes. You're like, this is just like when nothing happens in your favorite TV shows, and it's known hated thing.
Dude,
on the internet.
The filler is my favorite part. It's my
favorite
part.
You are alone in this opinion.
Okay, well, people write people could tweet at us and write in, was the episode where Gohan taught Videl how to fly not the coolest thing ever?
I would say people would argue that may or may not be filler because it was pretty vital to the last thing. I think we're more debating Goku gets a license. Okay, this is so specific. The point of this episode was to not be isolating, and I'm yelling at you about filler episodes on anime and the reputation of Goku in the series. God. Right,
so this is not filler.
I hate
this is,
you
we're
so
wrapping
much.
The saga up here.
I love these episodes when I can talk to you. You suck so much. We're going to deal with an issue today. We were sent in anonymously by one of our fans, three types of people. I believe he or she has amalgamated several types of personalities on Facebook, and he's written these sort of archetypal descriptions. Let's go with he as a pronoun, not because I don't believe in saying they or gender-neutral pronouns, but because I dropped the ball. It's a he.
Wow. So are you saying in your like subconsciously you believe in a male dominated society? I think we just found that out about you.
Yeah, save it, buddy. You said so much more. Everybody that hasn't listened to past episodes thinks, "Oh, Deepu is so open-minded towards gender issues."
I'm a man of the people, man.
Oh, you're a man? Typical.
Certain people.
Typical being a man.
Oh shit. I mean, I'm a person of the people. Shit.
Yeah, you fucked it up. What person? Are you a communist? Okay, so let's read these. Let's go one. We'll go one and the other. I'll read the first one, and then you read the second one. So if you want to send us these issues, if you find us on Facebook, we'll sort of hash out what you should do or how these people stand in the world of Facebook. I'll read the first one. This archetype is called Mr. Zen, says the complainer. It annoys me that this person feels as though these quotes put him on some higher plane of existential thinking. It's mostly reposts. And honestly, if he really had all the answers to living a happy life, it would show, and he isn't.
Are we going to talk about these, or are we going to read all three?
We're going to read them all, and then we'll talk about them.
Okay. And then, so the second one is the suicide enthusiast.
So these are all types of people that our complainer this week does not like.
This person is constantly posting stuff about wanting to die or needing someone to care. It's all compliment fishing and comes off as cheesy and totally unnecessary. It's been going on so long, it's like, dude, do it already.
Again, we did not write any of these. These were sent in by someone who wanted to complain. If you want to complain, send us your complaints about Facebook people. If you have a dispute, we'll bring two people on. Ms., which I love that he used the MS. Ms., I don't give a fuck. This person is always posting about how they don't care about what people think about them while posting about what people think about them. It's like, if you really don't give a fuck, proceed with the not giving a fuck. Instead of posting vaguely about some interaction with someone whose opinion apparently doesn't matter to you, I want to start with this one right away.
Please do.
I mean, the complainer this week that we have to sort out, these are great issues, and it's so well written. So if you're going to send stuff in, really put some effort into it.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Ms., excuse you. When I was a kid, I had so many people in my life. Like, that was a thing you used to freak out about. And maybe people do still freak out about it. I don't know. No one's done it recently. Like, when you're a Ms., not a Miss. I don't know. It might be a feminist thing.
Isn't that the same thing? Ms. and
no,
Miss?
No, it isn't.
I'm telling you,
there's a lot of people who have yelled at me. It's not the same.
What's the difference?
I think it's like a feminist issue. I think people used to freak out about it. I think Miss is like degrading. I don't know.
It does feel a little degrading saying it.
Like Miss. Ooh, look at you. Did you put your shorts on today by yourself? Ms., I don't give a fuck. This is like a real thing. Let's tackle this issue first. This person sort of posted all of these very it's the easiest to tackle first because the posts are so known to everyone. They're these like, well, you know, you can go fuck yourself kind of posts. It's the summary of all of them. Some are like, you know, I don't even care about you. Like, oh, brush the haters off, but in a very jokey way. Let me see if I can find one that we can describe here. Yeah, one of these is, oh no, that's not him. I'm gonna find one that we can attribute to this person. But
yeah, but in my personal experience, you know, I do see a lot of personalities on Facebook who are like this, who they constantly, and you know what, they get like, I would say they get on average of 10 to 12 likes. That's how you know, this personality usually performs in the field. The usual staple lines are, I don't care what you think, say whatever you want.
I'm trying to summarize some of them. That's exactly like the kind of thing. Like, yeah, I don't care. Say what you want about me.
And it comes off as really insecure because why are you even writing about how people shouldn't care about that person?
Now, that's the first take. Let's start there. That's the first take, is like, why are you even writing about it? I don't think that's a valid reason not to like it, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, I feel like if we're going to say that our posts represent who we are to some right. degree, then you have well, to... You have to take that...
Is there not something to posting, like, saying out loud, like, I don't care? Is there not something to that, like that sort of loud I don't care-ness?
Okay, yes. A nice, succinct I don't care is fine. But, you know, posting every day about how you love pizza and no one can stop you
But that's not what this person's doing. That's not what this person's doing. That I think is pretty funny.
All right,
I think
fine.
This person is sort of saying, like, I don't care what you say about me. Like, oh, yeah, you think you're the center of my universe? I don't even care. And I think the complainer's point is that clearly you do care.
And you should care. I mean, I'm realizing, you know, in adulthood, it's all about networking. So you should care what people think.
Deepu's value is based off of networking. I'm saying, is there not something to the fact that every single guy who came out on those paternity tests at Maury always came out with his middle fingers up at the audience who booed him? Like, is there not something to the fact that some people in life feel as though they're being booed all the time at the Maury show, and so they're like, whatever, middle yeah. fingers, you don't fucking know me. Just all the time. Like, I mean,
but
there is something respectful
quickly.
About that
describe
personality.
Describe a life that feels like one giant paternity test, please.
Well,
I need to hear this.
Like, I think I understand what our complainer is saying. I understand that, like, this person is... If your whole personality is saying, I don't think about others, when clearly it's affecting you in a way you might not want to admit, like, that is one thing. But I'm also saying, like, a lot of people in this world, Deepu, feel as though, like, everyone's against them.
Cool. What about the second guy?
Are we just moving on from that? Did I win? What happened?
Yeah. No, I got nothing to fucking add on top of that there. Yes. Miss, I don't give a fuck. You like her. I don't think she
Well, then
has,
come at me.
I don't think she has a chance in this universe, man.
You think she's not doing well? I think that's a cop-out of the internet.
No, it's the safest. I mean, I'm looking at all these posts. They're very... the numbers aren't good. So let her or him fester in this little corner of the web.
Well, Miz, you know...
and just let him go. Who cares? I don't give a fuck. Boom, there's your tagline.
Well, then the person is correct, isn't it? Well, now, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to get away from this.
Yeah, because
no. now there's a paradox here. You just came up against their personality.
Can I disagree about not giving a fuck with a guy who says to not give a fuck? That's the paradox.
Damn, it is a paradox.
And I think I can. Watch me.
Okay, I'm gonna watch you right now. Go ahead and do it.
Mike, ask me how many fucks I give about this particular archetype.
Deepu, how many fucks do you give?
A zero. Let's go to the second guy. The suicide enthusiast.
Hold on. We're definitely coming back to this other person because there's two paradoxes too, because you're also being driven away from the person. You're also like this person's personality in mm-hmm. saying like, I don't give a fuck is making you boo them. Like, don't you see that? You're not seeing, like, the thousand paradoxes unfolding. Like, the fact that he's saying, I don't give a fuck, is making you judge him, in which he is then saying, I don't give a fuck, which means probably people are reacting to his personality that way all the time. That he's constantly like, I don't care what people think. And so people are like, all right, whatever, well, fuck you. And then he's like, well, I don't care what you think. And he's just been going through life in this endless cycle of I don't care. And people are like, neither do we. And so then he says it again.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? This guy, he's like a groundhog, right? And every couple months, he just comes out, he just fucking flips the bird, and he goes back inside. Some people live like that.
When they train the groundhog to do that, I thought it was a good change. It was definitely funny the first few years, and it is still funny now.
And now everyone's like, why do we gather at this fucking hole to watch this thing flip us off?
Quite rude. I have my children here.
Well, four days of assholes, more like it.
So rodent just flipped me off. It's very early. I do the weather. Who are you, rodent? Who do you think you are?
By the way, someone tried to yell at me about not setting my clock an hour back in my car. Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
Who cares?
That's bullshit. Can't, like, I'm, like, that's how good a person I am when I'm being yelled at about not having my clock not set to, you know, adjusted for daylight savings time. I can add the hour. You know, I've had math beaten into me. I can do the math. It's
you can do minus one?
Yeah, I can do plus one, minus one, no problem. So
well, you were to be fair, Tipu, I did see you this week and you were quite late. To the event. Was it my thing? I mean, obviously I'm more important, but the event we were going to, you were quite late.
No, buddy, I'm Hollywood. I was right on time.
Oh, you showed up late to be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna post about it later.
Can't stop, won't stop. All right. So can we talk about the next guy or do we have any more thoughts about Miss I don't give a fuck?
I mean, I honestly have, like, this one makes me think, like, a lot. Because people don't know ever. Like, I don't think anyone ever calls this person out on what they do, ever.
Like, well, yeah, I don't think they put up a very cold front. They put up a very cold front because they don't want to be... I think this person is just distracting away from what he doesn't want people to... He or she doesn't want people to see.
See, that's the issue, is that I think that's always a cop-out argument on the internet. I was just talking to someone about
Can you stop calling every argument of mine a cop-out argument?
I called one of your arguments the same one, but you kept doing it because you keep copping out. That argument of this person has this other thing going on, I think is a cop-out. I was just talking to someone about our show, and they said the same thing, and I was like, hey, like, no, everyone is on the internet all the time, always. Everybody that, like, someone that posts it takes 2 seconds to type something. Someone that is trolling you all day, like, could be a millionaire doing, like, selling yachts to astronauts. Yachts to astronauts!
Ooh, title.
Let's do that business and also get all the money to have yachts and also meet astronauts. I want to do so much in life, Deepu.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Fuck,
let's
man.
Go.
Now
to
I
want to
talk about space yachts. Can we talk about space yachts really quick?
Sure. Go ahead and name what it is.
Okay. Space yachts.
Invent it, explain it, and then talk about it, I guess.
All right. Well, you know, since the dawn of time, mankind has always strived to have a more luxurious sense of a method of travel, whether it be a larger boat, a faster plane, a healthier horse.
We're skipping timelines around here, but okay.
And now... Elon Musk brings you the space yacht.
I could talk about how much of an idiot that guy is for hours. Not because of his science. I just think he's a cult leader. I think he's worse than me as cult leader.
Space yachts come equipped with all sorts of fire extinguishing devices.
This is your bit, but you're reading it as if... You're saying it as if like you're reading it on a website. Like, it's not actually a bit you invented, but like you're reading a Wikipedia for something you don't know about.
Every
it's going to be your
yacht,
bit. Like, read it quickly.
Every space yacht comes equipped with 18 fire extinguishers. The reason you'll need...
like Wally?
The reason you'll need fire extinguishers is A, yes, you're right, if you're traveling through space in a...
I'm so done. Okay, so the second one is called what? What's he or she called? What is this archetype? The suicide enthusiast.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I assumed it was a lady.
Yep, that's crazy sexist. Great job.
All right. So the second archetype we're dealing with today is the suicide enthusiast. This person. Oh, I already read it before. But
yeah, you read it before. But it is these types of posts where like. Everything is wrong in this person's life, with no specificness.
Yes, absolutely. I know this type. They're trying to sell you on the narrative that they are the rags to riches.
Well, I don't know if rags to riches, but that woe is me. They're this eternal victim,
right?
And that, you know, which. Okay, let's talk about the negatives of it, because obviously you're going to come with this very vicious and already sexist somehow, which is which is amazing. I got to say, credit where credit's due. I don't know how you got that before we even started talking about
it. You told me to keep it real, man. I'm just keeping it real.
I told you to keep it real. I did tell you to keep it real.
By the way, that show I did, the stand-up show that you came to.
Why? I don't want to talk about it.
But I killed, right?
You did great.
Thank
you. You did really great. Nice to see you performing in New Jersey. It was awesome.
Cool, cool, cool. So
I had to explain what gin was to someone.
yes, you did.
If
but
you
know
ever want to, if you, oh, no, now we're talking, now I get to share my part of it. If you ever want to feel like you may have like traveled from a different dimension, go to a bar that doesn't know what gin is and then try and explain it. Because by the way, It is an ununderstandable alcohol if you don't know what it is.
Like, okay,
it's
but
from, it's made
for
from
record,
trees.
For the record, they did have it, right?
No, they didn't. Oh. No, they okay. did not have it at all.
Now that would have been
not
funny.
Possess the alcohol.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was in an alternate dimension. Okay, so
let's go back to the suicide enthusiast, aka. Every girl I ever met. You know what I'm talking about, fellas?
Ugh,
you know
why
what I'm
are you
about?
Doing this?
You know what I'm talking about, boys?
It's not good.
High
it's
five.
No one's going to listen. Oh, I'm not in the room with him. That was not my fiving. I would never have high-fived that.
Thank you, Mike, for the high five.
I'm not in the same room. Stop it.
Why do you keep high-fiving? Put your hand. All right, fine. One more, Mike. Oh, man. You're such a good friend. Thanks for agreeing with me.
So anyway, I don't know how you managed to be sexist before we started, but
I'll show you how. I'll show you how.
Let's
burn bras. Give them more bras. Right, Mike? Yeah, buddy.
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure. Okay, I wasn't going to address the really sexist, but that joke is also a thinker because it's not necessarily anti-women to, like, give, like, I'm sure, like, yes, even those feminists, like, they burn their bras, be like, oh, but to oppress you, we're giving you bras, be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I think on the other hand, they'd be like, oh, free stuff. Like, this is mostly symbolic.
If
thank
the
you.
KKK.
Thank you. There are instances where I do sometimes need this. Like, thank you. Yes. thanks for that free stuff. I think it's really a plus minus in terms of. I think even just a plus towards women.
There you go. See, that's compromise.
Unless are you making them wearing them somewhere else?
I'm just not burning them. I'm just giving them more.
Women's shoulders are always bouncing around. Okay, so I really want to get to this fucking post. Why don't you go? I think I know what your opinion is on these types of people, that they're always woe is me, like I can't believe this has happened. Like, have kid gloves with me.
Okay,
like,
a guy who posts about suicide a lot. Here's my rule with people. You get one suicide post. Okay?
Thank you. Whatever else we're going to disagree on, and the seriousness of suicide, which we don't want to glaze over, you get one. You get
and
one before I call someone.
You get one final post. You get one goodbye post, right? As long as you want. I think you have a character limit on Facebook, so I'm sorry to hear that. But
okay. So now I've totally disagreed with you. You're saying you get, if you're going to kill yourself, don't jam up your timeline? Is that what your point was?
Yeah, keep it on one post because when the news finds it, they need to just have all the info right there. Stop making us dance through your fucking history to put all this like I'm some sort of PI. Fuck you.
Okay, I've gone from totally disagreeing with you to criticizing Facebook a little. It's impossible to find anything on Facebook. It is built
really
like an
is.
Idiot.
If you on any other like service, like you could just kind of piece together like a string of words in your head and search it and find a post.
And find it.
Yeah. You can't do that on Facebook.
Did you know you can't see your own groups? If you join a group that isn't public, like even if you have to get permission to join it and it still isn't public, you can't, if you go to your groups, it won't be there. You have to go into a different setting on Facebook, like this special link on Facebook to find the rest of your groups.
Point
is that not insane?
That is crazy. And yeah, I've noticed that issue a lot, but that's not funny. So,
so that's just a genuine point about Facebook.
Right. No, duly noted. I'll let them know. So, you get one goodbye notice, but on that same scale, you get some complaint. You get some complaint posts that you can have, but you can't be always complaining.
I thought what you were saying at first was that, like, if you make a joke about suicide, everyone gets one. And then on the second one, I call, like, your girlfriend, I call your parents, like, I go into action. Like, everyone gets one sort of before I get concerned. That's what I thought you meant.
Actually, no, after one, I mean, depending on the post, I mean, I would.
Oh, if it's a real one? If it's a real one, no, yeah, we're raising alarms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, yeah, sure, let's go with that. Yeah, I might just play. Oh, we're the Saints. Sometimes.
When the Saints go marching in.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you call the song?
Oh, I meant to say.
When the Saints come marching in.
I guess.
Okay, so let's get back into this after I had to yell at Deepu about when the Saints go marching in, which doesn't really make you a good beacon for giving people advice.
Well, it's my podcast, so
I
you get
do.
My
okay,
advice.
Let's let me say this. Uh-huh. I do think there is something about admitting on the internet when people need to not treat you badly. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Like,
I've done
that. There's some bravery in that. Like, hey, back off. But then again, just that is a time to turn off the internet.
Yeah, or just start your own social media service.
You mean like a phone?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it on your phone. You could make a new app.
No,
that,
I meant
that's
like
my
a
plan.
Phone.
Yeah.
No, if it's a social media service, you have to be aware that, like, don't let people in that are dicks. People are going to be jerks.
That's
like,
true.
I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. If you're going to let people in and you're just going to be public and massive about all this stuff and you think people are – you're like this person where you're like, oh, everything's bad. Oh, I guess he's accusing her of compliment fishing, which we'll get to in a second. But I do think there's something to being like wanting to be just played with nicely on the internet. I think this is a bad way to do it. Like, I've been accused of animal abuse on the internet because I have a table which, although it is fully supportive and like I've stood on it personally to make sure it can support weight, I had a tank on it for my turtle, and so the table looks like slanted. It looks like it's going to break. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, this is animal abuse. So I was accused of animal abuse because the table that I had for one of my things is slightly slanted. Like, people are going to be jerks on the internet.
Well, you are like, torturing your turtle, Mike.
Right, by slanting it, you know. It's never been – ponds are perfectly level where they're native, and so it's torture to – to have them be slanted. All ponds, people don't know, the definition of a pond is someone goes in and takes a leveler and makes sure it's all level. Turtles are never in sideways water. And water is definitely not gyroscopic in the sense that it always has...
Damn, you came ready to go with this talk, buddy.
Oh, it was so offensive. Like, it was so offensive.
Okay,
like, the table slightly
how would
leans
you feel?
And someone's like,
this is
animal abuse.
But here's the equivalent, Mike. How would you feel if you lived in a house...
Before you say this, my apartment, in my new apartment, literally has like a huge bump in the middle of it.
A bump. So it's slanted?
Like a mogul. Yes. My apartment is currently slanted.
But okay, no, but that's not the right analogy. The analogy has to be.
Oh, it was if I let you finish. Damn it.
So the analogy is you live in a house on a cliff and your house.
Do I have waterfront view?
You have a great
house.
View.
I'm doing great.
You have a great view because you just built this house, and it hasn't been cleared
by
the
built
government.
It?
Yeah,
I learned how to build a house.
Barely. It's standing for like
my
a
life
minute.
Is great.
You built a glass house. It's structurally just like this turtle tank that you have. So you have
Do I
this.
Throw stones.
What's that?
Do I throw stones?
No. Oh. No. You're more worried that you don't have any electricity. So. You live in a glass house.
Don't worry,
on a
everyone.
Cliff.
I give my turtle plenty of electricity. There's a lot of outlets in that wet tank.
All right, so you live in a glass house.
I'm
doesn't
done.
Doesn't have to be glass, but
fishing
you live in a
house. For compliments. We're on to if someone seriously seems like they're sad, like what do you do about that on Facebook? I haven't been on Facebook long enough.
Well, I do understand the compliment fishing thing because I see those posts.
Let's go to that. That's more interesting.
Yeah,
what
I see
do you
the
think about
I
it?
See the responses that some of these sad posters will get.
No, like, you're the best.
Oh, it's okay. You're hilarious. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be
oh,
fine.
Oh, do you see it with? Do you see it with comedians? That to me is unacceptable.
I see it sometimes. Yeah, it's not often, but I do see it.
Anyone in the entertainment industry cannot possibly. You can't whine.
Exactly. You know the score coming in.
You knew the score. You knew the score. No one was like, oh, what a stable job. you knew what was up. You fucking knew.
But, I mean, I'm mostly friends with people like that, so.
Oh, I'm mostly friends with people in the entertainment industry. I show up late to comedy gigs because I'm so Hollywood. Oh, my name is Deepu. Oh, yeah. Peon, who do you talk to? Woodworkers and blacksmiths? Not for Deepu. Deepu only talks to kings and entertainers of the crown.
Did you somehow marry Kermit the Frog and Plankton from SpongeBob into one person?
Kermit the Frog here.
Crabby
Posse. This is Kermit the Frog reviewing different whatchamacallit, different like surge. Like he's like one of those Amazon guys. He's one of those guys on Amazon that like reviews everything.
Uh-huh.
And so he's reviewing surge protectors. It's just super inane and
okay.
like not
Kermit the Frog here. So today I'm giving 3.5 stars to the Aces generic 14 prong surge adapter. I liked it. It's very large, and for my tiny felt hands, I couldn't really move it that much. So 3.5 stars if you're not made out of felt. It's quite a good product.
The reset button. I can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, you know what else you can do?
I can do Wally. I can do Wally.
You can help other people sell stuff. Let's go to Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
So, Fire Fan, I am dwindling on points on it, by the way. We're talking about Fire Fan, the sports app that lets you play along with your favorite sports celebrities.
That's right.
And people you know. I have like almost no. We are saying you can come play with me. Come play with me, and I will answer one question and lose. I am not winning any points back. Deepu, apparently you have to like know stuff about sports to answer sports questions.
Oh, you do, baby.
Right.
And that's why I was raking it in. I got 2,000 points already.
You were like, I'm not watching the game, you're watching. Like, and you were like, it's gonna be a bad game, and I was like,
no. Here's how much
I know,
like Fire
Fan. I know they're gonna lose this team, so I'm gonna answer all the questions right, and I got no points.
Here's how seriously I took Fire Fan. Okay, I went to my local place of worship. Right, I went to the donation bucket. I threw in a crisp 20. All right, I've never thrown a 20 in there. I threw a 20 in there, and I said, hey God, give me all the good picks for FireFan.
God loves that when you talk to him that way.
Hey, big guy.
Give me a second.
I need
work?
To know
me,
if the Chiefs
here.
Are going to
cover
here,
guy,
the spread.
Come here, guys. You're not busy, are you? Come here. You looking for work? Come here. Come here. What are you doing? Get your hands out of your pocket. Listen to me. I know what you're going to fucking do.
I want you to fucking tell me, do the Chiefs have a chance in Indianapolis this weekend?
You tell me about them Chiefs, and maybe I introduce you to Susie with the gazingas. And that's not boobs. She's got gazingas. They're hidden.
Those are halves of her brain. She's a bright woman.
She's got second brains. She's very smart. Gazinga. Yeah. To be honest, it makes a very smart, serious condition. She's sort of like a supervillain.
So, yeah, I talked to God
like a
Goomba.
She got extra brains, but then... she's torturous. She's going to die soon, like the guy from James Bond with what the bullet in his brain.
Yeah, remember on the polka table? All right, so...
No, that's a different guy.
So... I asked God, I was like, hey, give me all the right picks. He gave me all the right picks. I didn't even watch football. I haven't even seen football in 2 years, and I won every game.
What product do you think we're supposed to sell today, Deepu? The product we're selling is Fire Fan. In your mind, are we converting people to this, I guess, vague
Three
religion?
For I'm Three getting for the people one. Onto my religion, off of television, and onto Fire Fan.
Tune in, plug in, turn out, flip off, jump in. Hold your nose, close your eyes, open your ears, tuck in your shoes, firefan.com. Promo code HALEY or HaleyIsADog.com. Or don't we have HaleyIs.dog? Or not we, but like one of the promo. We have a .dog for one of the promo things, but we decided at the last minute that it wasn't really good for reading on the air. But .dog's a thing. So if you like the fact that .dog is a thing, go to HaleyIsADog.com and get your free games of Fire Fan. Play with Deepu. Maybe he'll beat you because of divine inspiration. What the fuck did this ad turn into?
Pray to God. Firefan.com.
No! You can't evangelize people on my show. Okay, that's it for Mike and Deepu. Shout Your Shit. All right. I don't know where we stand on that last issue with someone being like, woe is me. I'm going to ignore them, which I feel bad about now.
Oh, I don't engage that person. I'm not going to I'm not going to throw my twig into that fire.
Well, to be honest, like, I'm pretty transparent about how I use Facebook, right? Like, I'm trying to get people to follow me. Like, I'm on there to play with you as a game and winning. Like, I'm
let's
only on here because
game.
We...
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. You take those tweezers and try and get the piece of spaghetti that's stuck in my throat.
Can you give me an Amazon review for a pair of pliers by Leatherface from...
By Leatherface or from Jigsaw?
Jigsaw, that's what I meant.
Jigsaw. Hi, Jigsaw here. I gave 2.5 stars to to
Phillips.
Never Phillips. Phillips is not a brand that sells pliers. Oh, now that you said that, you have to cut off your ears. Phillips is just a type of screwdriver or maker of like shavers. I don't think that they make. I was gonna go with Granger. It's Granger pliers, 2.5 stars. I tried to rip out a person's skull and got all slippery. It's all slippery. It's all slippery from the brain stuff.
That's pretty good.
I'm upset at how much I remember Jigsaw's voice. Okay. I'm on there to play with you as a game. I'm there to like mess with you and get more followers and do that. And I'm like, I am on social media to share my stuff, which is why I wasn't on Facebook for years, because I think it is personal to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't like if I, you know what? If I can't engage in it, then that's your fault, not mine. I'm not, and I think people are going to hear me as heartless. But like, if I literally can't say anything. You know, like, if it's a comment that maybe if you were a good friend of mine, I would give you a hug or just be quiet and listen. I don't know why that's posted.
Well, I mean, okay, so the post, the sad post goes out. That's the cry for help. And then sometimes people get private messages from their friends being like, hey, is everything all right? That's actually the ideal way to go.
Oh, is that what you think they want?
Maybe, yeah. It's like the...
I get private messages from a lot of horny people. A lot of people are horny on Facebook, and they want to tell me.
No, you just added spam accounts, and those are just bots.
No. The spam accounts invite me to their pages. They invite me to their pages where they're like, really subtle names, just classy names for events, like Sex Fuck Party 2000.
yeah, I want to hear his take on life.
Well, no, that their name is usually like Stacy Butt Cheeks. And then the name of the event is usually like Come XD. But I think people are hooking up on Facebook. I think that's part of the thing people are doing.
Okay, cool. Let us know if Mike's wrong about that, because I'm pretty sure
no need to let me know if they're wrong. They're already messaging me, telling me what they want. So no need to message me anymore. Please don't worry about it. People are, just because people are sexy and on the internet, does
if
not
these
mean
are actual
your sex
people,
things.
If these are actual people messaging you about, like, hey, they want to fuck you, like, can you at least, if you're not going to fuck them, like, at least forward me the person's information.
Nothing, I can tell you're having trouble with whatever your sex life is. Nothing sexier than a forward.
No, yeah, don't even write anything.
How did you two meet? Well, he forwarded me, and I just... resist.
This isn't about romance. This is about...
I was CC'd for some fucking, and boy, howdy, did that get me. Doing a lot of goofy voices. Maybe that is it. Like, they want those personal messages. I don't even think of that. Then it feels like more intimate.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. Get a lot of it. Get the love. Get the feels.
Can we properly put this person down, though? In their mind, are they being genuine? The complainer that sends in this complaint about the suicide... What's it called? Suicidal...
Enthusiast.
These are really funny names. Suicide isn't funny, but this does... It does prove a point. The name that our complainer sent in is very funny, like... And the sort of wry way he's saying it, like... Come on, like, is there an issue or not?
And I love how he says, it's been going on for so long, it's like, dude, do it already.
And I happen to know who this anonymous person is, and I know they don't mean go kill yourself in like the internet anyway. They mean like, okay, well, is it a real thing? Mm-hmm. Or like, are should any of us be worried? Like, I think they mean it as a joke there, but like they do mean it on the other way. Like, go see a doctor. I don't like that either. That's an internet thing people do. Like, I've told you about how I don't like people seeing OCD, like saying OCD because I have OCD. Like, you know what I did when I started having OCD symptoms? I went and saw a doctor. Like, go see a doctor. Like, if you're feeling depressed, go see a doctor. That's not going to be the only solution, but it's not like there aren't, like, there isn't a medical field dealing with this. Like, I don't like when people say that, like, oh, I have ADD. Stop saying it, or go see a doctor. Do you have ADD?
And I think people should know that when you go to see a doctor, make sure it's a doctor of medicine and not a doctor of...
Go see a PhD in frogs.
I know Bill Cosby has like 9 doctorate degrees, but he's probably not the best doctor.
Honorary doctorate. Don't see an honorary doctor.
Yeah, don't see an honorary doctor. For sure.
Don't go see like Frasier. I think he has some honorary doctorates too. Don't see any sitcom. Don't see anyone who's ever been on a sitcom.
That'd be good. That'd be
don't
good.
See the guy from Quantum Leap. Don't go see the cast of Deep Space Nine. None of those people can help you.
Really? You're telling me Patrick Stewart could not help me?
Well, he was not on Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, but
I
he
don't
was
think
on
Patrick Stewart would help you. Patrick Stewart would probably tell you to go see a doctor.
He would tell me to leave at
Don't
Warp
see any
9.
Knights of the British Empire either while we're on Patrick Stewart. These are not like people are like, I have such ADD. It's like sometimes people will say it like casually, which I hate, but then sometimes people will say it as an excuse and it's like, oh, you should get some medication. There's medication.
Yeah, but
there's
the medication.
Treatments. There's no, things you can do.
I should be able to choose to live with ADD.
I'm not saying
medicating.
That medication was an example of there's like I don't like I am very offended when people say they casually have mental disorders. Mm-hmm. I'm doubly offended when you're saying it as a genuine belief and you're not doing anything about it.
What if someone throws a dollar in for research for ADD?
So they have ADD and they donate to ADD?
No, anyone that wants to slam someone for having ADD, they just quickly throw a dollar in a jar for ADD. Is that make it okay?
I don't think you should slam someone for ADD. I don't think if you don't have a mental I'm crazy. I know I sound like an idiot here, but I don't think if you don't have a mental disorder, you shouldn't say you have a mental disorder.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm the nuts one here. I think that's like go get help. Like go do something.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, or just embrace the body God gave you.
No, the body God gave them is if this person is depressed all the time, if they're sad all the time, their body is sad and boring, and they need to do something.
You know, if you're a pretty girl out there and you're kind of sad, you know what hormone you need? Deepu-tonin.
We're literally sponsored by a feminist blog this week. Could you please reel it back?
Listen, I said, if there are any pretty girls out there that need a little, sad, mopey Indian guy to be there right there with you and right through the bad times, I'm here for you, baby. I'm here for you.
Ba-na-na. If you do a single more copyrighted song, I will drive to Staten Island and kick you in the dick. What don't you get about copyright?
I can sing, can't I? Random melodies.
No.
I sang nothing of note. Okay.
Okay. I think the only other point to talk about with this person before we get on to the last one is, like, what am I supposed to do? That's a big question I have on the internet. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I get you're feeling sad, not taking away your sadness. I get that maybe it's, you know, especially if it's real depression, like this person is sort of exhibiting, it's actually curing it is really hard, or fighting it or treating it is hard because, like, you don't want to get up. I get that maybe typing something into your phone and going back to sleep is probably all you can do. But fine, I'm not taking any of that away from you. I don't think that's worth shitting on anyone for. But how am I supposed to respond? That's what I don't get. Like, what am I supposed to say? I don't want to really be irreverently positive. Like, I think you're right. I'm sort of taking the Deepu school on this one. Like, I'm not just going to say something nice. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't help either, because it's like when you give a beggar a dollar, he's still going to be on the corner asking for another dollar.
Right. It's like giving to the beggars and not trying to fix homelessness outside of that scenario.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
these are emotional beggars.
It's treating the symptom.
Sure. Yeah.
I just don't. What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say?
Say
check out this. Can
say
I say check
you don't
out this
give
sloth?
A fuck.
I want to start saying check out this sloth.
Check out this sloth.
Sloth or slaw? Oh. No, sloths are too popular on the internet. I am going to start sending people slaw recipes, like coleslaw recipes.
Okay.
But that seems mean. Isn't that mean? I don't know what to do.
Well, okay. Well, what? So have you ever come across this situation before? You saw a post like this.
Dude.
Do you see it all the time?
I hate saying dude, but I'm just trying to get your attention to it. I've literally been on Facebook 6 weeks, so we can do this show.
Okay. So I don't see a lot of suicidal posts. I'll see a lot of mopey, like, my career is going nowhere kind of posts, which is like a similar thing. It's like that's basically career suicide note right there. Right.
I think you're right. I think we took the suicide route pretty early on, and that might not be what the argument's about.
Yeah, I think it's just general sadness. They just feel bad. They want the love. And then they, you know, they get a little bit of it. You know, they get some 10 likes here and there. You should really just be focusing on, you know, better content.
Compliment fishing. That's what we want to talk about, compliment fishing, because I think you're actually contradicting something you've said on another show. Like, you've said on the other shows, like, and I know we're not going to get into the way we fight there, which is more like lawyers, but you've said on other shows, if you're feeling shit, like, you shouldn't try and make life positive all the time. So I think you should focus more on whatchamacallit, compliment fishing, because I think you've taken other positions on saying that you feel shitty. I think people have the right to say they feel shitty.
Yeah, but you do. It's how do I say this? When you're basically showcasing it to, you're like holding up a sign on a corner saying, "I'm sad." You will get like, and there are people that actually do that, like in big parks in New York City, and they'll get some hugs. They'll get some really sincere people walking up to them and be like, "Hey, is everything okay?" But for the most part, everyone's gonna just walk right past you.
I'm fine with that experiment. If there's a single picture of it, I don't believe you. That's fine.
Listen, like, it doesn't have to have happened to know what will happen. I can guess. I'm a part of this world. Okay, I know how people think. We can do this experiment. I mean, you don't think my expected result is what would happen? What do you think?
I think people will come up to you. I think that, like, people do know that they might get some compliments on it. I don't want to feel like we're picking on someone, but can we prove compliment fishing?
It's like Facebook Mythbusters.
What is this show if not Facebook Mythbusters? Like, you're saying that, but that's what we're supposed to be doing here. Can you prove compliment fishing? I think it's a great issue.
Yeah, maybe we should do a video segment for that.
I will do a lot of research to see if we can prove compliment fishing. I mean, we'd have to just essentially get testimonials. We just have to, like, survey people. So, will anyone ever admit that they're compliment fishing? I don't think so.
I it would take a lot of bravery on their part. We'd have to they probably wouldn't want to show their face. We'd have to do that silhouette thing with the voice modulation.
Is it just okay? This is getting into etiquette, but I'm going to just throw it out there as a scenario.
Or is it really gay?
Deepu,
happy,
please.
happy.
I can't go into this argument with you.
I was just rhyming. I was just rhyming.
I know you were, and what a poet you are. I think I've read some of your poems. Stevie's penis is so small, that's why I wrote it on the bathroom wall.
That was me.
I read that in high school. Was that you?
That was 82.
Oh my gosh, I was attributing all of these poems to 14-year-old people with nothing to do and a lot of anger and hormones, but it was all you?
Well, you know.
Okay, here's my question. Is it, okay, I was getting on to something, and you ruined my moment. So please, let me be irreverent.
Okay.
Is it okay to simply respond, like, let's give an example post. Like, every time I try to do something, I always fail. Find emotion, but don't post that on Facebook. Find emotion. Okay, so you write that. Is it okay to respond, "Are you compliment fishing?"
That would be hilarious.
I think this show,
yeah,
for the purpose of experimentation, is going to go ahead and say, it's okay to ask someone if they're compliment fishing.
Oh, dude, that is such a good question.
That's okay.
No, it's very backhanded.
No, you're being open. Is this compliment fishing?
Well, I mean, tone is everything. If you uploaded a video recording or an audio recording of yourself saying, "Is this compliment fishing?" Then
what
it's
is
okay.
That? That sounds like something that happens before a spa. What was your voice there? What was that tone? "Is this compliment fishing?" Relax. Lower your shoulders. "Is this compliment fishing?"
Yeah, it's right.
Warm oil will be poured over your head. What was your tone?
Between the oil massage and the hot pellet therapy is the compliment fishing area. You will love it. Available only.
Those compliment fish eat the dry skin off your feet. I think it's okay. I think that's worse. I think you're going to get more backlash. I think if you just type, "Is this compliment fishing?" the worst that happens is, I think, in fact, I would like to advise our complainer that clearly, there's a lot going on with this complainer that they allow shitty people in their lives. Like, I don't know why they don't unfriend them. Just unfriend them.
Unfriend them, unfollow them. Your options are plentiful.
Unlimited. But I will say this.
Well, there's
three. In that scenario, this is definitely my position. What do you have to lose in just asking, like, "Hey, is this compliment fishing?" Because then in the back of their mind, like, they're kind of like Dr. Phil, that guy always asks, like, how long do you think you would get away with this when someone has like an addictive personality? Like, at a certain point, if it is compliment fishing, the person might stop. If it's not, they're going to be like, no, I'm sad. Like, screw you. But in the back of their mind, they'll start thinking about it, won't they?
They will.
They'll start being like, when they post, like, well, is this compliment fishing?
Well, it'd be amazing if this response, like, made them take a nice, hard, long look at themselves, but that never happens. They'll just fucking do it again. Or they'll block you, and they'll fucking...
That's true.
These aren't bright people that we're talking about here.
Well, no, see, again, I think that's...
No, okay,
I think
that's a pretty safe bet. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna...
No!
Yeah.
And it's so hard to communicate what you want to say on the internet. There's a chance that they don't even mean it this way. I'm not, you can say they're not a bright person. I'm not saying it that way.
Okay, if you look at the profile picture and it's like some chubby person with like a goth.
Oh, Deepu, you got to stop. Okay,
goth thing going
on.
No, if they got the goth thing going on.
Deepu, I don't know who you think listens to podcasts, but me and the rest of the chubby goth guys are very much interested in podcasts. So shut the hell up.
Okay, I'm sorry, chubby goth guys.
Offending the rest of them.
Sorry, chubby goth guys.
I like wearing black.
I know.
You don't know what my soul looks
you
like.
You like wearing
soul.
Black. You like pizza bagels. I know.
Yeah, I eat all those pizza bagels so the burning soul of hatred living in me doesn't come out and fuck with you.
Well,
I am in favor. If you are a chubby goth person on the internet, like, we should be best friends. Come over. We'll play Settlers of Catan. On to our last one here.
Oh, man. I wish I wasn't mean to you guys. I would have loved to play Settlers of Catan.
No, you're not invited.
Guys.
You were mean to me and the other chubby goth people.
My favorite game.
Yep. No, you're not invited. Too bad. You should have been nicer.
Oh, can I come watch at least?
No.
Oh.
You can watch us
via live stream?
Out the window.
Can you stream it on Twitch?
No, we're going to block you from the Twitch feed.
Oh.
But you can watch from outside the window.
I just want some sheep in my hands.
You can actually even play, but you're not allowed inside the house.
Okay.
You lose. You're
I
definitely going to lose.
Dude.
No. I mean, there's just a bunch of resources, and every turn, you just skip your turn. And you live. And they're just sitting in a corner. And like we only play with five people, but there's actually six people playing, and you just lose. You come in last.
And then I'll take it.
Midway through, I give all your resources to a cat.
Okay, fine.
So the last one is Mr. Zen, and I am going to turn on the Deepu side here. Okay? I'm going to go all dark goth Deepu.
Welcome to
Mr.
the
Zen.
Deepu side.
So the type of post we're talking about with Mr. Zen is this person trying to inspire you and saying, like, life is great and, like, all that we need is happiness to make each other's butts feel great or whatever. Like, so you know my opinion already. Don't try and inspire yourself. I agree with the complainer here. Go fuck it. Don't inspire me. Stop trying to inspire me. I'm fine. You know who forcibly comes into people's homes and tries to inspire them? Cult leaders. Okay? Stop being a cult leader. Don't try and inspire me randomly on the internet. I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't want your positivity. I don't want your feelings about how life is great and our existence is special.
I'll take your positivity. Don't group other shit. Like, I'll take your positivity. Don't try and inspire me. Don't try and make me feel better. Don't try and force your, like, maxims on me. I don't care. I'm inspired enough. You can be positive. Be positive in a way that isn't innate. Like, because someone that posts these things that are, like, the energy of you lives happiness grows from one handshake or some shit like that. Like, you're saying nothing.
Here is my take.
You're saying nothing. You're not saying, like, when I make the definitive point that ketchup packets need to be banned and that or need to be made bigger, okay? It's either one or the other. Either we're making ketchup packets the right amount of ketchup that anyone uses, right?
It's way not enough, right?
Who has ever used just one ketchup packet?
I'm totally with you, man. I think...
Okay,
that's
a real opinion. Saying, like, if we were all only nice to each other, everything would be better. That's saying nothing. My opinion, even though less lofty because it's about ketchup packets, is so much more substantial than your shitty opinion.
I've wasted so many ketchup packets.
So many. They're made out of, like, aluminum, too. I was ripping them open, and you know you don't get it all out.
So I need
to switch to a syringe system. I don't know why anything comes in packets and tubes anymore.
There should really just be like a garden hose that's near the drive-thru window.
Are you kidding? I would love that. A well? Absolutely.
Dude, yes. Because a one ketchup packet gives you like one bite's worth of ketchup.
It's so much work. It's literally good for nothing.
It's not good for nothing. If you were deactivating a bomb that needed a specific amount of ketchup.
Correct. In a Die Hard 3 scenario in which there was some sort of weight ketchup thing going on, yes, small denominations would help.
Yeah, so shut up.
Ugh. Jeez, I hope Russians don't try and rob City Hall. I forget what the scam is in that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. So my rule with Mr. Zen is, if you're not a minority, you can't do this.
Okay, then now Michael has. If you're seeing the difference between these pictures at home, Deepu has managed to get all of the pieces required to be a full spectrum of.
I've assembled a triforce of hatred.
Political correct. We got onto race somehow. I thought bad enough with your sexism.
No, minorities can complain, or no, minorities can give inspirational quotes because they have overcome a great deal.
I don't know what that means.
Just take my word for it.
I think that's a stupid sentence.
Nah, you just don't get it. Mike? Your name's Mike, by the way. You don't get it. So
My name's Michael.
Point is, either you're Mike or Michael. Can I call you David?
You can call me Craig.
Cray.
Craig.
Cray.
Don't call me Cray.
Okay, well, Craig, I think you
go on. I'm like on pins and needles finding out why only minorities have ever suffered, and that somehow that means that they can write inspirational. Like I, you're saying things that I'm not necessarily gonna disagree with, but not necessarily thinking they have anything to do with anything.
Okay, it's not about only suffered. It's about a different kind of suffering. It's a lonelier road, as a sad person from abroad. In this country, for some people, you know, I've heard some crazy stories, and
so wait, is it only minorities or is it only immigrants?
I meant immigrants.
It's a totally different sentence.
So you're saying white people can move here?
Yeah. First of all,
but
Indian people, if we're going to get into this, are a majority, and a lot of immigrants are white, like Russians and
okay, you know, I'm really just going off a feeling here, but when I read an inspirational post by, let's say, a friend of mine who drives a cab, you know, he's a Swahili guy, and
okay.
I get so fired up reading his inspirational quotes. Okay.
So you're saying there is some context in which it does inspire you, which I don't feel necessarily inspired.
Yeah, you just I don't know.
I think so I'm going to change the way you said this so that you don't sound crazy, because only immigrants can put inspirational posts on Facebook is possibly the craziest sentence ever said about Facebook. Just want to let you know. I'm not being big bad a Native American here. Not Native. I went racist too.
Yeah, dude, that
that's
wasn't
three
cool,
points
man.
On the
board.
Cool. I meant you know, not first generation. I'm not an immigrant. I'm not a first generation American. But that is the craziest sentence anyone's ever said. So I think what you're saying is that when you see something that from an immigrant, you see an inspirational quote, there is something touching to you about it because the immigrant's plight affects you so much that when you see an inspirational quote from that person, you actually think they've been through something, which they have. Immigrating to this country is hard. Is that what you mean?
At least more than most white guy plight.
We don't know if this person's white or not. We don't know anything. It was anonymous. These complaints were sent in anonymous. So they could be an immigrant. Likely
okay.
They are in this country an immigrant.
Likely.
Yeah. It's so, very likely that they are. So are you more inspired? Is this person okay?
This guy, in this particular case, I would have to look at all the sides. I'd have to see if this guy gets a lot of likes, what his history is like. If it's a fat goth, I'm not going
to
do it.
You're not invited to Catan. You're not even allowed in the window anymore. We're calling the cops. let me say this. I'm going to phrase it in a different way.
Please do.
I think that inspirational quotes, I think you're actually right about that. Like, have you ever read inspirational quotes from people without the names at the bottom? I have told the Dalai Lama himself to go fuck himself in my apartment. Just because I'll go through and I'll be like, if the Dalai Lama didn't say it, it'd be stupid. Or like, but the best speak, honestly, the best speakers, it's not that way. But like, someone will send me like just certain people that like, you know, they were quoted in some interview. The heavy hitters of saying great shit, they're all awesome. Your MLKs, your Gandhis, those quotes knock it out of the park.
Mm. And all great immigrants, by the way.
Probably not with Martin Luther King.
Well, I meant Gandhi and
Gandhi wasn't an immigrant. What are you talking about? He didn't live in America.
He was whatever.
He's just from a foreign place.
I was trying to catch you off guard. I thought you were going to roll with it, and then I was just
I was
right.
Not going to roll with the wrong facts. You just said wrong shit.
He's immigrated.
Part of Martin Luther King's plight is that his family has been in this country for many years.
Don't hamper on MLK. I was wrong about MLK, but...
And Gandhi.
No, Gandhi's been to England.
Okay, so I'm an immigrant to Canada because I've been to Canada?
Did you not migrate there?
I went there.
You migrated.
I didn't go there because it was warmer and the monarch butterfly larvae were out for me and my other goose friends to eat.
When you're my producer, man, I'm gonna make you Google immigrate so hard, you're gonna cry.
No, and I'm gonna tell you what migrate is, and they're different words.
You know, I thought you were gonna let that go too, and I already know the difference, and the audience knows the difference, so I think we should.
Because they all speak English.
Not the immigrants.
I think that there are some quote. Someone sent me a quote last week, and it was like something about like the quote was like. You know, when we are able to write DNA as easily as we're able to write books, the world will be better. And I was kind of like, I didn't know. I'm sure it was from some, you know, guy that put his career or some scientist, man or woman that put their career on the line and you know, did a lot for genetics. But like, for me, I just read that. I was like, well, that's a pretty easy call. Like, you know, like, yeah, when we have crazy super science, things will be better. Like, that's easy.
Or like way worse. It could go either way.
True. True. Well, probably not. More science is always better. I'm not going to promote ignorance.
More science, like the bomb?
More scientific progress has always been progress. Progress has always been progress. I'm not going to even address it on
Tell that to the city of Hiroshima.
Well, I mean, had we had more science to fucking show... Okay. Oh, Deepu, I don't know how in some of your comedy it gets me so angry sometimes. Why did I bite the bait? That's the question. Why did I just not let you?
You gotta pretend it didn't happen. It's your best friend committing a murder in the corner right now.
Such weird morals. Okay,
I'm
so
just macheting
let's go through
a
these.
Body
let's,
in the corner.
Let's give a summary of this. And please, if you want to find us on, I'm Phallic Mike Real. If you're Phallic Real Mike, what am I? Yeah, Phallic Real Mike on Facebook. Or you can find Deepu. Do you just search Deepu Gill? Or is it reverse? Is it RT Deepu? What is it?
So if you look up Deepu, it turns
okay,
up a lot.
You're done.
Of it.
You're done. Not quick enough for a plug. If you're looking up, if you're doing you just find me. You're done. Yeah. You're an idiot. Right, so sure. Find us on Facebook and send us your complaints. I want to give a roundup here. We're gonna do a lot. What do you want to do? How do we want to rate it? Like a one to 11? Do you want to give a yes or no? Let's give a final statement on these types of archetypes, each of us. Let's give like one or two sentences for how we feel about their place on Facebook.
All
okay?
Right. So let's go with the first one. Miss, I don't give a fuck. What do you think?
I think you are a valid part of the internet. Continue what you do. People that don't like this, please move away from it.
I think your jokes about how you don't care come off as insecure, and you're probably the youngest child in your family.
I don't like that you throw these things in at the end that like we don't have time to discuss. You can't just do that. That's going to be against the rules. It has nothing to do with the findings of the case. Suicide enthusiast. Deepu?
I think that this type of person on Facebook has – it's like the artist of our time. You know, I think they're like the poets of our day.
The suicide enthusiast one?
Yeah, they're a little sad. They're a little mopey. They like the rainy weather, and they probably produce great content.
Because it comes from the soul.
Cheer up. I don't know what you're saying. Cheer up a little bit. Everyone should try and cheer each other up. If I don't know how to respond, I'm just not gonna. So don't. But you shouldn't take that personally. If I don't know how to respond, I can't. You know, I'm not equipped to figure it out. Unless
yeah,
it's
I'm
a specific
go- I'm, yeah,
thing,
I'm,
it's gonna
I'm gonna
be hard
unfollow
for
you.
To...
But I am rooting for you, and good luck out there.
I don't know that I'm gonna unfollow you. I just don't know what to say. If I don't know what to say, I'm sorry. I don't respond. And finally, Mr. Zen, don't stop trying to inspire me. I'm inspired. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
I think Mr. Zen comes from a good place, but you know, your positivity bugs me, and I will see you on the unfollow list.
All right. Deepu, go to hell. Next week, we start the new saga. Hey, make sure to look out for our paid content, which will be out the next week. You'll be able to find that at gotohell.ourherocomic.com. We do episodes at the end of this, at the end of these sagas, which this is. Next saga, we'll be debating a specific issue where we trade on and off who's host to the show, debating who's better at Facebook. I have 2,090 friends as of now. But we're going to do a video summit where we sort of hash out what we debated on the last episode, and then send in your questions, send in your complaints about Facebook, and we'll try and deal with them. I actually think we made some headway here. I think this episode helps people.
Yeah, I think this is like us posting on Facebook that we got you. We got your back.
We're the sheriff in this here town. We're the sheriff in this here Facebook town. And you got your car double parked. And some of the neighbors complained.
You mean my horse is double hitched?
No, sheriffs are still a position today. He's just a norm. He's just a modern day sheriff.
Oh right, never mind.
Sheriff departments are still a thing. It's just he talks gruff and he has to deal with sheriff stuff. That's my character.
I mean, you still gotta break a horse every once in a while, but
no, you get it. Let me tell you, I'm the sheriff in this here town, and I think I found your sweatshirt at the lost and found at the courthouse. Straving in the area. Figured I'd see if it was you. There's only two Terry McGinnises in this town.
Oh.
Are you? Is this
sheriff,
your sweatshirt?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Is it yours, though? Is it yours? Because I'm also, as a sheriff, I can't make sure. I'm going to make sure people don't steal.
All right, well, let me just take my ID out of my wallet. And here it is, Terry McGinnis.
Well, as I said, I didn't know that was you. But there is not a corresponding ID within the sweatshirt.
No. Look at the tag. TM.
Well, look at that. It's your own ID tagged into the sweatshirt. I got to tell you, ma'am, as sheriff of this town, I don't know that I advise you putting so much personal information in something you just kind of left around.
Well, I think you should revisit your investigation methods.
What do you mean? It was a great investigation. I found the sweatshirt and found you.
Yeah,
I didn't even go
didn't
to the other
know,
Terry McGinnis.
Even,
I found you,
you
right
my
away.
My ID card was in the sweatshirt.
I gotta be honest, my eyes are going all these years. It's a lot of paperwork being a sheriff.
I agree. I was the sheriff.
Oh, Cindy, I didn't recognize you. You're not, Terry!
Hey. You
okay.
Passed the test.
All right.
And now I bestow upon you three magic rings.
You are now super sheriff.
She gives me special earrings that let me walk into fire. Go to hell, Deepu.
Go to hell, Mike.
Hey, sports fans. If you want to have fun participating in the game, answering questions about the game, go to firefan.com and enter coupon code Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. That'll give you your first 20 points, I believe, 12 plus another. We give you 12 and you get another couple free points just for signing up. You can play your game today. Play along with the game. Compete for trivia. It's all great. That's HaleyIsADog.com.